You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. This is episode 114 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today we're going to be talking about productive social media routine. Now, as we all know, social media is a huge part of our lives. Whether we're business owners, entrepreneurs, or we work for the man, we all use it, we all love it, and it can be a huge time suck. So, in this five-step routine, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can utilize your social media, use it to promote your business and your lifestyle, and still not waste time on it and not get stuck in the time suck hole that it creates. So the very first step is to choose your platforms, because we all think that we need to be on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Periscope, everywhere, on LinkedIn. You don't. Instead of wasting your time and juggling between six platforms that you probably don't really understand how four of them work, choose the two platforms that actually make sense and that will actually push you and your business forward. Choose the two that are relevant for you and go full scale with them. Now, step number two is to create valuable content. Don't just curate stuff that you think that are cool or that you think that you should be sharing because you're in a certain niche. Think about the people on the other side. Think about your audience. What do they want to see? What will help them? What are their problems? Try to step into their shoes. And you don't need to walk a mile in their shoes. Walk a couple of steps and I promise you, you will see what they want to hear about. And this will help you to focus on creating valuable content for them. And truth be told, with the current noise that we have on social media, a person that creates valuable content time after time after time after time, you're going to stand out. Now, if you are not creating content, if you're just consuming it, if you're not a business owner, not an entrepreneur, you're just, you know, a regular human being that consumes social media, make sure that you consume content that is valuable for you. Don't just click on stuff because, oh, I probably should read that. And you know that you will never, ever spend the 20 minutes that it takes to read the article. Make sure that you consume what actually fuels you up. Feel free to say no to articles or to people, even if they're your gurus. Choose wisely and choose with having yourself and your benefit in mind. Step number three is to set time to create the content. If you don't have it scheduled, it will never happen. It will never happen. And if it will happen, you won't be able to create anything valuable because you just won't have the time to analyze it and outline it and create whatever it is that your audience wants you to create. So set aside time to create content. And this way, you'll know that you have a time slot dedicated for content creation. Step number four is task batching, because if you know that you're going to create a lot of info, if you know that you're going to create value posts, if you are going to curate stuff, batch it into block of times that will help you do more of the same within the same time frame. Remember that when we switch to different types of tasks, it's like switching gears in a car. So if you can create posts for your Twitter for the next 2 weeks, it will take you a lot less time than creating every day for the next day content for your Twitter. So batch things in time slots. It will help you to do more using less time. And the final fifth step that you need to do is to sprinkle your day with social media. And this applies to both business owners and people who utilize social media for promoting their business or their personal brand and just people who consume it. Sprinkle your day with social media. Now, the big thing about it is to use every minute you have for engagement and for social media, but without spending a single second on engagement and social media alone. So I want you to sprinkle your day with social media whenever you're doing something else. So use it like sand and water tasks. So if you're doing the dishes, you can watch some Periscopes. If you're walking your dog, you can film a Periscope, or you can check your Twitter, you can reply to people on Facebook, or you can snap a photo and post it on Instagram. Do things and check your feed whenever you're doing something else. Utilize time slots that you already have in your schedule to use it also for social media. But don't create time slots that are just dedicated to checking your feed. You already have time slots for creating content. You already have time slots for the batching of the tasks that you're doing. You don't need to spend more time on social media, but you need to engage on social media. So just make sure that you sprinkle your day with enough social media to keep yourself engaged with your audience or with the gurus that you respect, but never waste a single second just on it alone. This is everything for today, guys. I hope these 5 steps help you. Share with me in the comments below how you are utilizing your social media and which platforms do you love. Like, are there other platforms that you think I should be on? Tell me. I'd love to hear that. By the way, by the time that you're listening to this, I'm on my way to Texas because this is where PodMov is and I'm super excited to be there. This was obviously pre-recorded and I'm super excited to be able to generate enough content for like a week until after we come back. So all is good. I hope this was helpful, guys. Until next time, keep calm and hack time.